This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Mount Tal urban volcano in the Philippines that erupted a week ago continues emitting clouds of ash. Experts say there could be more eruptions at any time during the coming days. For now, authorities are keeping the alert level at 4, one step below an eruption. The volcano is the most active in the Philippines and stands near a growing industrial belt just over 100 kilometers from the capital, Manila. The Taliban says its latest talks with U.S. representatives in Qatar have focused on ending the 18-year-old Afghan war and that the two sides had even discussed a signing ceremony. Insurgent group envoys also reportedly offered a brief partial ceasefire in the midst of the latest deadly violence in war-torn Afghanistan. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the center of a political whirlwind over his Senate impeachment trial, which is set for opening arguments on Tuesday. It is a rarity in American history and already a blot on Mr. Trump's legacy. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Once again, opening arguments are set for Tuesday. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.